League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Awkward how we're just saying where these kids are from, like continent-wise, yep. In the opening credits. We can't be bothered with giving like a country of origin.
Nope, not even Rio de Janeiro for our little friend Hart.
Is this what tripped up Sarah Palin?
Because she was trying to think of like countries, but she just kept confusing them with Captain Planet characters.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, earth and wind and oh no, that's not, those aren't even continents. Oh, you know what? I don't even have a heart. Could have used help from that little South American boy.
Welcome to Animation Damnation number 14. I'm Andrew Jupin alongside Eric Siska and Steve Sadak. I almost said Chris Cabin. He's not here at all.
No, the ghost of him is here.
Chris By Cabin, the way, still alive.
Still, yeah.
Well, we don't know. We're, you know.
I haven't seen him in a couple days, but I'm only assuming. Yeah. Today we're talking about an episode of Captain Planet and the Planeteers. It's an episode called Talkin' Trash, which originally aired November 13th, 1993. This, much like a pattern that develops on the show when we're talking about franchise things, this is an episode of Captain Planet ostensibly without Captain Planet.
Well, I feel like that's, but wasn't that the whole show though? It was always Captain Planet would only stop by when he was good and goddamn ready.
But you're correct. But the difference is like where it was like a Deus Ex Captain Planet. You know, he'd come in at the end and like save the day, right? Because they just fucked it up because they're little kids with magic jewelry who like to recycle, right?
Yeah, sure.
This is the beginning of the movie, the beginning of the episode. He comes and helps out, and then he's like, "Oh, I hurt myself. Well, see you later." And you just get this Wheeler solo episode.
Captain Planet's got a hernia.
Captain Planet's got to sit this one out, kids.
Where does he go? Is there a dimension in which, like,
there must be, right?
Like, maybe it's every like planet's champion goes to some like Valhalla somewhere.
Oh, that could be. Probably located in the middle of the sun.
Yeah, exactly.
Do they like duke it out or something? Does it get a little rough in there?
Oh, no, they're fucking and sucking until the sun comes up.
That's exactly what's happening.
Oh, wow.
You didn't know that, dude?
No, I guess that's where, so men are from Mars and women are from Venus.
And Captain Planet fucks a bunch of other planet gods in the center of the sun.
I'll tell you, Captain Planet doesn't care who's coming or what, you know what
I mean? Oh, yeah, man, woman, or dog, dude.
He's Earth, so he's like the Fonzie of the solar system.
He is androgynous and ready to go, that's
for
sure.
You're right, he's kind of like a David Bowie-esque superhero.
That's exactly what it is. It's Ziggy Stardust as a superhero.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah.
He's not from Mars, though. He's actually from Earth, right.
Yeah,
sort of.
He is Earth or something.
Now, some horse shit.
Was Ziggy Stardust from Mars, or was it just the spiders?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, those spiders just might have been from Mars. I don't know where Ziggy was actually from.
So we open on the L.A. riots, right?
Like you want any children's cartoon in the 90s to do.
Yeah. And you know what? You can't even give me one full episode on the L.A. riots if we're going to do that.
Doogie Howser did it. You remember that one? Vinny had to help out in the ER.
Oh, man. Did someone get messed up?
A lot of people did. It was the L.A. riots.
And Doogie was patching them up?
There's an episode of Doogie Howser MD that takes place during the L.A. riots. And the hospital's going fucking crazy, you know, and Doogie's busy. He's a doctor, you know. Sure. But then what happens is, like, some injured person comes in, and Vinny starts helping out at the hospital. I remember it clear as day.
Terrific. There's the episode of 90210 when Brandon's working at the beach club, and he finds out his African-American boss's store was burned down, and that's why he's working at the beach club. And Brandon's like, man, that's sad. End of storyline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's it. Then he goes back into his Porsche and fucks somebody else.
You know,
as was the fashion at the time.
Sure.
I will give all those shows and Captain Planet some credit because you don't see any shows, I don't think, doing Ferguson.
No, yeah, there's no Ferguson episodes.
I don't. No, I don't think so.
There's no Ferguson Adventure Time.
I don't think so.
Okay. Just checking.
There's no Ferguson Arrow episode. Maybe there is. I don't know.
I don't think so. I think the closest we come is artists wear Black Lives Matter t-shirts.
Sure.
You know, on award shows or talk shows, and then assholes give them shit for it.
Sure.
Is what happens.
Yeah, sports, how, just play your damn sport. I don't need to know about your politics.
You know what? Overly sunburned Mike Ditka, why don't you hang it the fuck up? How about that? You constantly sunburned old bastard.
Also, you're watching the preamble and like award shows. Shut up. If you just watch the game itself,
yes,
you don't have to deal with all that stuff.
Yeah. Ah, that stuff they're talking about. Just fucking die already.
Oh, they will.
So they're like, oh man, this is terrible. And like, you know, I think probably the LA riots were a little politically complex for Captain Planet because it's not recycling. You know what I mean? Like,
no, exactly. And all the what's amazing is the way in which they gloss over it, which why they felt the need to address this in the first place,
exactly.
I'll never know. But it's summed up in one line. It's the character that's voiced by LeVar Burton. Mm. And he's
Quali,
just,
I believe his name is.
Yes. He's like, I just don't know why they do this to their own neighborhood. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. You have no idea what's happening. So they're just kind of, the Planeteers are casually walking through the LA riots. And they're like, oh, maybe we can help them clean up the neighborhood. I'm like, what daft, naive shit is this?
Well, this just needs a coat of paint.
Someone's like, here, throw this brick through a window. So they come across like this one house and it's on fire and there's a girl trapped inside. We know this because the heart guy uses his ring on a barking dog.
And you know what? Water girl from, you know, from the Ukraine or wherever.
Well, here's the thing that's interesting. When the show started,
oh, no, she's wind, by
the
way.
Sorry. Still. Yeah, she is wind. The Asian girl is water.
Yeah.
But to the I don't remember her name, the blonde girl in the show. When it started, the Soviet Union was still around. So when they're naming the areas or whatever, it was like Soviet Union, and then it like collapsed and dissolved, and then it changed to Eastern Europe. It's so awesome.
And you know what? How could you not put out all of these fires with your magic goddamn ring? You have water, and Wind Girl can help you.
Right. Exactly right.
Right. Instead, they read the mind of a dog to assess the situation. Again, you know who else can't grasp the LA riots?
That dog?
A dog, yeah.
That dog's just like, this house is on fire. The dog looks at the guy reading his mind like, don't read my mind. Put out that fire.
Dog's like, I'm hungry and I gotta take a shit.
I mean, oh, it's interesting. Hart. Yeah, he's hungry. He has to take a shit. I mean, that's all I can get from this fucking dog.
Here you go, boy. And then it shits. And all right.
And then it's like, oh, what? There's two dead people in that house? Whoops. Shouldn't have wasted time reading this dog's mind.
Too busy talking to this dog.
I got distracted talking to this dog.
Famous quote, Son of Sam.
So Earth uses his power for no reason and moves shit around. I'm like, get Water Girl and Wind Girl in there, tag team this shit. LA riots are over with.
Yeah, you know what? Everybody else needs to be standing on the sideline
exactly.
For this one. Their two rings are working overtime.
Unless Wheeler can suck fire into his ring. I don't know if that works. That shit works both ways.
No, I think it's just going out.
Okay, all right.
I think it's like a Mario fireball thing. Okay. I don't think he absorbs fire.
Okay.
So, it would have been good to give the character another sort of dynamic.
Sure,
but
different
no.
dimensions. We're in the 17th season of this show, so let's figure something out. No. So obviously they get them out, and then they're like, ah, you know, again, it's too big for us. Better put the rings together.
You know who can stop the LA riots? Captain Planet. Let's summon him so he can stop the years mounting social and civil unrest in this city. Yeah. Come on, environmental superhero. Mm. Solve their problems.
That's what should have happened at the end of Do the Right Thing is when, you know, Danny Aiello's throwing the money at Spike Lee.
Yep.
You know, instead of the end of it, you know, all the Martin Luther King quote and the Malcolm X quote, it's Captain Planet. He's like, hey, guys, shake hands.
Yeah, totally.
Until Captain Planet gets a look at the wall and says, hey, why aren't there any planets on that wall? I don't know.
Hey, guys, can't we just talk about this over pizza?
Oh, Radio Raheem's dead, huh? Eesh. I am a little late.
I'm just saying, you got pictures of Italian Americans. Maybe you get a picture of the Earth or maybe Mars up there?
You got a problem with Pluto, Danny Aiello?
How's this spiky mullet working for you?
It's green. Like the Earth, like grass anyway.
Is he made of glass, too, by the way? Like, sometimes they draw him and he looks like he's made of, like, frozen ice.
He's not, he's but just, his heart is.
so fragile. He's silver-skinned, right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's kind of looking like that Russian X-Man.
Not silver-tongued, though.
Hmm. Well, maybe just a little bit, because as we see in this scene, he's like, he lifts this, like, truck that's going to blow, like, up into the sky because it's, like, going to catch on fire or whatever. And he makes some stupid one-liner, but then this truck explodes and shoots Captain America across downtown.
Captain Planet.
Oh, Captain Planet, excuse me.
Yeah.
This truck explodes and shoots Captain Planet across downtown Los Angeles.
This is the point where Captain Planet's like, oh, God, I fucked up. I got fucking hit by a truck. Yeah. I got blown up by a truck. I got to go. I got to go.
He's really just like, you know what, kids? Captain Planet's got to sit this episode out.
This way, you know, doing a lot of back-to-backs on this. Three nights of back-to-backs, and I am humped right now, man.
And then he's just out of this episode, and then they're like the Kwame turns to Wheeler, and he's like, say, Wheeler, you've been down through this whole race riot.
Well, no, first, Irina, or whatever, the Russian girl, like, flirts with him, because everybody knew that shit was going on.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I knew that as a kid, man. I was like, there's something going on there.
There is, and she's like, but it's the weirdest line. She's like, flirting during a race riot. Wheeler, you're a bad boy. And he's like, dude, shut up right now. This is not appropriate work flirting.
And then Kwame's just like, hey, man, that's not the usual recycling-related flirting that I'm used to having to overhear constantly. What's up with you? And he's like, I got a call from my ma. I guess my dad's not doing so hot. He's got liver problems. Surprise, surprise.
It's like, what is this chip on your shoulder?
Totally. And I'm like, also, why is it that we're like addressing first the LA riots and then death by cirrhosis on this recycling cartoon?
The LA riots is not a good cold open. You know what I mean? Or a first adventure.
No, not at all. So he's like, I gotta go home and take care of this old bastard.
And they do say the Big Apple, so we're going to New York, even though we don't really know that.
Yeah.
It says the Big Apple.
It looks identical to the LA riots.
Yeah, exactly. We're not changing the animation scheme. We're not bothering to put in any New York landmarks, so it could even possibly be New York City. But the thing that I didn't remember about this cartoon, and I watched it a lot, I didn't remember all these like Ninja Turtle-esque mutants that are floating around in this show.
Those are all the villains. There's that guy that's made out of a pig guy. There's that gold something or other.
I had no memory of any of that. I was just like, oh, you know, they stopped deforestation or whatever.
Well, yeah, because it's all these like pig monsters being like, oh, you know, throwing snowballs on the floor of Congress saying global warming doesn't exist.
Hey, kids, they're an abomination in the eyes of the Lord. Captain Planet.
So yeah, we get the rest of the episode's a weird backstory episode. Everything you wanted to know about Wheeler, but were too afraid to ask.
Totally. Wheeler goes to the old neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they're just like, hey, Wheelowski. And he's like, hey, man, it's Wheeler. Shut the fuck up.
He gets jacked immediately and they steal his magic planet ring.
They do.
And he's like, oh, man, that sucks. I'd be like, oh, fuck.
Also, it's a gang of sexy outlaws.
It is an
interracial gang of sexy outlaws.
Right, yeah. They're gorgeous.
And so he goes home, and it's the first of three times the same exact thing happens. He opens the door, his mother goes, oh, you're home! And then his terminally ill father goes, what's this deadbeat doing here?
Is that bum back?
Well, la-dee-da!
And this guy's, the way he's animated is great too, because it's just this old man in like a green cardigan and a blanket over his legs.
Looks like FDR.
Yeah. If it's FDR who has a fucking axe to grind.
It's amazing because he's, I mean, I would think if my son got a magic ring and was like helping people all over the world, that's doing pretty well.
Totally. I don't, that was my question about the whole Planeteer situation.
Sure.
So like Wheeler, we know to be a little older. He gets into this rave, you know, in the next scene with, you know, without really getting carded.
Sure.
The kid from South America is a little younger, but I'm like, yeah. What is the Captain Planet recruitment situation? Are the parents signing off on this? Are they allowed to see their families? Is this like a one-time deal because his dad's dying? Well,
no, because Captain Planet is sick. He's like, all right, guys, everybody see your families.
Yeah, totally. Now's the chance. Cap's down for the count.
But the way they treat Wheeler, you know, his parents treat Wheeler here, it's just like, I don't think this is like a consensual thing. I think it's like a runaway to join the circus type of thing. Yeah.
Right. I think it's a thing where Captain America, or I keep saying Captain America. I think it's a thing where Captain Planet preys on kids from like bad homes.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, you hate your parents, huh? You want this little toy jewelry I can give you? We'll have all sorts of adventures if you come with me.
Oh my God. He's an allegory for Michael Jackson.
I didn't really have a childhood.
Yeah, Captain Planet was like a child singing sensation. He's just like, I didn't get to be a kid, so now I'm going to hang out with these other kids, and we're just going to recycle shit.
Yeah, he was an African-American child singing sensation. Now he's silver-skinned with green hair, living with a monkey.
I would love it if Captain Planet had like a little like chimp companion. Or
he
something.
Did. The South American kid had a little monkey.
Oh yes, he did.
Not appearing on screen. That monkey didn't. That Frank Welker didn't get any credit for voicing that monkey this week.
But guys, I got a whole new string of ah-ahs to give you. Where's my $10,000?
Son of a bitch.
Frank Welker. I've said it before and I'll say it again. That motherfucker's got shit figured out.
It's history's biggest con. Someone needs to write a book.
It's great.
So, like, again, this does happen three times. He's like, hey, Dad, I'm here. And he's like, get out of here, you lousy planeteering bum. And he's like, okay, talk to you later. He's like, I guess I should look for my magical ring that not only sends out fire, but is actually an integral piece to get the planet's guardian down here.
Mm-hmm.
That's one-fifth of the equation, right. Man.
Exactly. That's what... I don't think he actually recognizes the state that he's in.
Right. He can Captain Planet can never come back again.
Yeah, exactly. Also,
it might be for the best.
Well, it might be. But think about also like he's robbed by, you know, this gang of hoodlums, right? Yeah. What if one of them like takes it back to the hideout, puts it on, and then they're going to like smoke up or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and like they got the bowl whatever like close to their face and then they're like, fire it up.
Yeah, exactly.
And like fire just goes in their face.
Just burns that poor woman's face off. And,
totally.
And then Sauron comes to collect.
Oh, he's coming to collect, all right. So he goes to this club and he's like, oh, it's run by whoever Trash is. Because Trash is like spray painted everywhere in the neighborhood. He goes into this rave and he's like, hey, what's going on? Oh, no. He's looking outside and a dude gets thrown through a window. And he's like, hey, buddy, are you all right? And the guy's like, yeah, of course I am. It's just a rave. Idiot. And he like drunkenly saunters away.
That's a reminder. Hey, kids watching this, never go to a rave because they'll throw you through a fucking window.
So he goes in and there's all these people doing hilarious 90s cartoon dancing, which is basically like you tuck your elbows and wrists like up to your chest and just kind of shake back and forth.
Yeah,
it's such awesome shitty dancing.
I love it.
And he's like, hey, I'm looking for Trash. Where can I find him or whatever? And some guy's like, over there. He runs into some dude from the old neighborhood.
Yeah, important dude named Ronnie who
Ronnie, man. And so he's just like, hey, what's going on? I'm looking for Trash. They stole my ring or some shit.
It's really important I get that back before sunup.
And then here comes Trash, who turns out to be a girl. And she's got the ring like around her neck or whatever. And he's like, give me that back. No, no, no. I stole it from you. He then proceeds to get in a fist fight with a woman just in this club. Nobody stops doing the little cartoon dancing.
Dude, he's got to kill her, though. I mean, if she takes that ring, that's it.
Yep.
Again, the planet's guardian is off limits.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So her hat falls off, and then it turns out she's his, like, ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know how a hat was obscuring this, but sure, what the hell?
And her name was originally Trish.
Trish, yep. Yeah.
But she'd rather be, you know, named after something we refer to garbage as.
Right.
I well, am trash.
She has some self-esteem issues. She's a teenager, or I guess older, because she runs a rave.
Yeah, I don't know. So it turns out, like, Trash and her gang are working for this mutant guy who's trying to, like, take down the Big Apple.
This mutant guy.
I don't know. Do you know the villain's name?
No, but he looks like Master Splinter.
He kind of does look like Master Splinter.
He's a purple half-man, half-rat.
It's like a purple Gonzo.
And he looks at he's watching TV with the LA Riots, like, excellent. And then he goes... He's like, oh, my plan of the Big Apple. That's chicken feed for what I'm going to do for the Big Apple.
Question. Is this mutant Gonzo-looking guy the actual engineer of the LA riots?
Maybe.
Did he convince the jury to let those cops off in the Rodney King finding?
Entirely possible, yeah.
This guy rigged the whole thing?
Yeah, and let me put this out there. Sure. I don't know if it's, you know, anything, but I think this character sketch here might be... anti-Semitic.
It's a little anti-Semitic.
You've got a rat running around like a man who's running things. He's pulling the strings.
And the way his face is drawn, I mean, it's just, it's terrible.
It's a little uncomfortable.
Nobody wanted it. Nope. Nobody needed it, but it happened anyway.
Right, because he's like half rat, half person.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know if this guy's got an origin story that we missed on Captain Planet and the Planeteers or what. Yeah, he's a weird-looking dude.
Made me a little uncomfortable.
So, basically, the whole thing is these kids are working for him. They also get their kicks by jumping off a bridge onto the top of a subway car.
Sure, and he's like, hey, that's dangerous. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, forget it. You're not from the neighborhood no more. This is what we do. We call ourselves garbage and jump on a train.
That's New York.
That is New York. That's
it's
exactly
all we
New
do.
York.
Mm-hmm. It's that's, all we do.
I mean, I'm from the Bronx, man. I can't even tell you how many people I know that no, growing up, you know, we went to school, funny, good kids that knew a lot of stuff. They now refer to themselves as garbage and jump on the trains. You know,
it's like crazy.
My buddy Trash, my buddy Basura, you know, all my pals.
So whatever. Also, it's not only an episode like of Captain Planet without Captain Planet. The rest of these Planeteers are nowhere to be found.
I kept expecting him to call them up and then they come over. You don't even get that. Get his little action on the side to come by. I'm like, hey, my dad didn't work out. You
yeah,
know?
But also I'm now trying to foil this crime gang, which was not the responsibility of the Planeteers.
Not really.
But you'd think it's a thing where he dials up one of the other ones and he's like, look, I need the help of my friends right now. Something, anything.
As we learn in the postscript when we, you know, learn the lesson of the episode, it's about environment. It's not just, you know, hey, look, just because there's garbage on the streets and you're picking it up, that doesn't make you a Planeteer. You've got to be policing people 24/7.
Yeah, you have to be making sure that everyone in the neighborhood has a positive attitude, or else the negative vibes will mess with your neighborhood's environment.
And then force the LA riots to happen.
Yeah, I think that's right. The logic of this cartoon. So, you know, whatever. They bring down this guy. There's a whole action sequence with a chopper. This guy's trying to, like, firebomb them or something.
Oh, my God. It's insane.
Like, he's got the napalm ready to go.
One of the kids dies off screen, though, which is amazing.
Yeah.
The train jumping.
Yeah.
We deal with death in
this. He goes up to Trash again. He's like, hey, where's Ronnie? She's like, he lost his nerve on the 7 train and bit it. He's dead now. He's like, wait, what?
Like, Captain Planet, can you do anything about that? No?
The power is yours.
Except for him, because I'm not a necromancer.
she's the main person that kind of takes out the rat, right? Like, yeah. She, like, insane, don't do this at home, kids. She drives a motorcycle off, like, a building to get to get to his chopper or whatever.
It's so insane.
Yeah, anyway.
It's like some Jackie Chan shit.
It all works out.
Amazing because she's like, you know, they're getting weapons and he's telling them to mess up the neighborhood because, again, that's his whole thing. Is like, if you bring down the property value, something, 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 something.
Something, something, Fight Club.
Yeah, but
Project Mayhem.
It takes her forever to realize that this rat person who has other rat minions working for him may be evil. She's like, wait a second, this guy might not be just in it for the laugh.
He's not just a cool gang member causing all sorts of mayhem like the rest of us.
This rat-faced guy hiding his face in a headscarf might be evil.
He wants to just see the world burn.
Exactly.
So she, like, tears the side off of this helicopter, which is pretty funny, and just rips out all these wires. This thing crashes into New York Harbor. The little rat guy swims away to see another day with Captain Planet.
Yeah.
And Wheeler jumps in the water and saves her. There's some, like, intense making out on this dock, which
is really weird.
Again, I was just like, kids cartoon, hello, he's fucking slipping her the tongue here.
It's really intense.
Oh, thank God you're alive. Blah, 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 blah.
You're just like, all right, well, get it if you can, Wheeler, okay.
And he's got a type because she's blonde.
You're absolutely right. Maybe that's the whole reason why he's attracted to the wind girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she reminds him of Trish, right?
There you go.
Wheeler backstory.
Maybe he's gonna call her trash when he gets back there.
What did you say?
Nothing.
You're trash.
Yeah, under his breath.
While
he's getting it, yeah.
You're nothing but trash.
Stop doing this.
Wheeler.
So whatever. Let's wrap this up.
That's why your union crumbled. Trash. Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, he goes, you know, everybody learns their lesson. Trish, who used to be a great artist, makes a nice mural. They clean up the neighborhood.
She starts going by Trish again instead of Trash.
She's going by Trish. The neighborhood is cleaned up overnight somehow.
Mm-hmm. She's got a community garden happening.
She's got a community garden going on. They're making a nice mural that she signs Trish to.
Which is what's dedicated to the dead kid that bit it on the train.
Oh, yeah, you're totally right. And then, yeah, I think the dad beat cirrhosis or liver cancer or whatever was going on.
at least he stumbles down the stairs.
Yeah.
He goes out to the thing and he's like, oh, you're still here? And he's like, oh, great. My dad's going to verbally, emotionally abuse me again in front of my girlfriend. And he's like, you did a great job, son. I'm proud of you. It's like, yeah. You know what, Dad? Fuck you. How about that?
Yeah, Trish is like, oh, I invited him, and he's happy to be here.
But this is what's weird, right? So think about, like, the sequence of events. Like, the neighborhood has gone to shit. The dad is terrible to his son. The neighborhood gets cleaned up overnight because the Rat King got run out of town or whatever.
Right.
He's nice to his son.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, the logic thread is he blames the son for the direction the neighborhood went down.
No. I think there's another thread of logic here.
Uh-huh.
My son ran away for years to live with an affluent older gentleman who dresses very flamboyantly.
Mm-hmm.
But now his girlfriend is back in the picture and inviting me down to see.
I see.
The gardening.
Oh,
she's
what's going on. Yeah. So he got out of his phase, did he?
I think that's the subtext.
I think that's what's going on. I mean, if this cartoon is intelligent enough to responsibly handle the L.A. riots.
Yeah.
And for the record, I think living with Captain Planet's fine.
They had some great adventures. Whoopi Goldberg's playing Gaia for some of the show, and then they changed the voice.
So long as everybody's over 18, I don't care what happens.
Fuck it. Yeah, whatever, dude.
Do whatever. I would like more of it on the show.
Was anybody embarrassed watching this?
Yeah. Yeah, I was. I mean, I think Captain Planet is so interesting because it's like, it's clearly like, whatever network came up with it was like, must have gotten a lot of shit PR the year before. It was like, look, we're only poisoning kids' minds with these mindless robot fight cartoons. We need a robot fight cartoon that at least has something positive to say.
Yeah, I don't know. What I will say about the credits for this particular episode, which is the 10th episode of the 4th season of this show.
Yeah.
Credit is given to TBS as the production company.
Sure.
I don't know if that's how it actually started out.
But it's interesting because in the early 90s, this show I don't think was considered political, but if it came out now, it would be such a political cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
Liberal propaganda.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
People would be protesting this. You'd have, like, Benghazi reactions.
You'd have Benghazi-esque reactions to
Captain
this.
Captain Planet!
Oh, show me the proof of Captain Planet existing.
Man, I do want the Captain Planet Benghazi episode. That'd be great.
Oh, absolutely. They just go to Libya and solve the whole thing with a little wind and water.
Let's turn this false flag upside down. The power is yours.
That's Animation Damnation. If you want more episode about AD or WHM Prime, check out our website, whmpodcast.com, or check us out on the Sideshow Network, sideshownetwork.tv. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Eric Siska.
Steve Sitter.
Take it easy.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.